Tunisia. At least three pro-Al-Qaeda militants have been killed in a police raid near the Algerian border. The raid took place in the northwestern region of Jindouba, where gunmen disguised as police had killed several officers and a civilian in an attack last month. The mountainous area on Algeria's border has been the safe haven for Al-Qaeda-linked militants. In a separate operation, police forces exchanged fire with militants at a checkpoint in Sidi Bouzid town, south of Tunis. The capital, Tripoli, was also the scene of deadly clashes between the militants and security forces last month. Militant violence has been one of the main challenges for the new caretaker government, as the country is struggling to move towards stability and democracy 3 years after the revolution there. Editor at Pan-African Newswire, Abiyoumi Azikiwe, joins us from Detroit. Tell us what he thinks about Tunisia. Tunisia, Abiyoumi Azikiwe, seems like things were going in the right direction with this new appointed government, but here we still have militancy that is somewhat increasing in that country. Why do you think that is?
Well, there's still forces inside of Tunisia who are not satisfied with the rate of Islamization of the national government inside the government. The previous Ennahda party government had to be forced to reorganize. Now they have a more technocratic prime minister, interim prime minister, Mr. Mehdi Juma, who was trained as an engineer. He's really not a career politician. And of course, they have lifted the state of emergency, which had been in force for 3 years. Since the uprising of January of 2011. So there was some progress going on. However, it's been very volatile in the northwest region, in the south as well. On the border with Algeria, it was reported that these three people were killed. And also in Algeria itself, over the weekend, there were reports that 11 people were killed who they suspect were infiltrators from this Ansar al-Sharia organization, who they've attributed these attacks that have taken place over the last several months in Tunisia.
Thank you very much for that. Abiyoumi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire there.